my friend Sandy at Raven Rock Ranch, saving lives every single day. It is the, Sandy, I don't want to offend you by saying this. It is the most bizarre experience I have seen from my dear friend Kay, as she sent me video of what happened with her grandson there at Raven Rock Ranch. The kids that come to you often are somewhere on the spectrum. And then you include in there depression, anxiety, a whole variety of things. And and when Kay called me and told me that they were concerned that their son might or their grandson might not make it through the night, might take their own life. And when I said, you have to call my friend Sandy at Raven Rock Ranch. And as I tried to explain to Kay, she said, I don't get it. I said, I don't get it either. I can't explain it to you. You just have to trust me. Explain to us now.
Okay.
What happens at Raven Rock Ranch and these kids that are so troubled?
Okay. So this is going to be the elevator chat because it's really based 100% on science and the way a horse's brain works and the way a human's brain works. It's based on science, but I'm going to give you the elevator talk.
Okay, elevator. All right.
All right. When one of our kids comes and they are anxious and they are depressed and they are somewhat confused, it's a confusing world out there. It's particularly difficult for kids that are teenagers. We have kids from 7 years old on up, but it's particularly difficult for a teenager. When they come, they need to be supported. They need to be to feel like they're okay. And horses are wonderful at that because the kids learn that the horses are like a mirror. If they're a little uneasy, the horse will be uneasy. If they're anxious, the horse will be anxious. When they learn that all they need to do is control their anxiety, and the reason it works, the reason I can tell someone to control your anxiety all day long, the reason this works is because it's real time. When they control it, when they regulate their energy level, they just regulate down a little bit, the horse instantly responds, instantly. Mm-hmm. I can tell them all day long to sit still if they're bouncing around. The horse will instantly react when they are quieter and more relaxed. So it's real time. And so that's why it works. It's like seeing yourself in the mirror. This is what I do. This is how I look. And when the horse is huge, they're like 1,200 pounds. When they are so tuned into you and will follow you around like a big puppy, it's empowering. It helps you feel like someone likes me for who I am. They don't care what clothes I have or haircut I have or shoes I wear. They don't care. They only care about the inside of you. And that's really reassuring.
But Sandy, in order for this relationship to work, the teenager has to care about the horse.
Well, what's interesting is we get kids all the time that don't care about horses at all. And the reason it works is because it's rather interesting how quickly horses will respond to you when you get the cues from me or from another facilitator that helps them speak the horse's language, which is more of a body language and an energy kind of thing. And as soon as they do it and the horse responds, that is interesting. That is interesting when I can have a kid that's on the spectrum and really not very social. But when that kid is making the horse feel good, the horse will wrap their head kind of around the kid for a hug. It's remarkable.
So then the child, the teenager realizes, wow, look how I can control something physically so big, so strong with my emotions, positive emotions. So then that, in a way, that must interest some part of the brain. It must stimulate some part of the brain to be like, look at the power I have over something that is so powerful. Is that what it is?
That's exactly it. That's exactly right, John.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And then so that's one part of the relationship, but the other is the horse mirror. So he wants the horse, or she wants the horse, to be calm. So then they realize, oh, if I'm calm, the horse is calm, and I give that gift of peace and tranquility, my own tranquility, my own peace, my own centeredness, my own strength to this horse, and then the horse enjoys the same state. Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
The difference between a horse and, say, a dog is if I have a dog and I act afraid, the dog might say, stand back. I'm a predator. I will go take care of the danger for you. If I have a horse and I act afraid, the horse is like, hey, let's get out of here.
I see.
Regardless of how big they are. So they are absolute mirrors of what's going on in you. Most people are not even aware of how they are perceived by others, how their energy affects others. They're not even aware of it. And it's just a big, this is how it's coming off. So I have kids that will be walking their horse along and the horse won't walk. Now, I know how to make a horse walk. I can, you can get a big enough stick and make a horse walk, right? But I allow that kid to struggle so that they figure out that they have to adjust their own energy level to get what they want done.
Mm.
And so that's a case where they need to raise their energy up.
You must have a waiting list, because things are so awful for teenagers now, for some.
They are so terrible. And we do have a waiting list, but here's the clincher here.
Okay.
Is there are some days and some times that are available, because of course everyone would want a Saturday and everyone would want a later in the day, and but we have sessions at all different times during the day, and if someone considers it important enough that they would be willing to come earlier, then they can get a spot. The other thing that we do oftentimes is we do the PE credit for a lot of our kids. Mm. Because they are outside working, we do stalls for part of the session.
Yeah.
And they are moving around and they are exercising maybe more than they do even in PE.
Right, right.
I'm not sure.
Well, Sandy, I will see you on Sunday. Because we've got a brunch. I know you've advertised that. I'm a huge fan of the work that's done. You've saved some people's lives. And,
Well, John, how about this?
Yeah.
How about you are the person who does the demonstration with me? I will show you what I want you to do, and then you are the volunteer.
Can I wear my cowboy hat?
I hope so.
Okay.
I hope so.
All right. Yeah. All right. Sandy, I will see you on Sunday at the brunch. For more information about the great work done at Raven Rock Ranch, please check him out online, Raven Rock Ranch. Sandy, see you Sunday.
Thank you.
All right.
See you too, John.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.